Hola, and welcome to
the Trade Paperbacks Show.
Oh, we're not doing show.
Oh, this isn't a show? What are we doing?
It is a podcast.
Oh.
You know, everything calls it itself a podcast. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like, you watch YouTubers, and they're like, oh, thanks for watching the podcast. I'm like, watching the podcast?
Yeah. And then...
watching?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's annoying. And the other one that bothers me is... people who refer to, oh yeah, I had so and so on the pod. It's like, okay,
yeah. All right, really?
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds it's so terrible.
I don't get it.
Incidentally, they don't even make iPods anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they should call it like a cast of some sort. I had him on the cast. Yeah, like that's actually better than pod. I don't know. It's just
had him on the cast.
Yeah, it's still not.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's better than pod. That's what I know.
But see, in that instance, I would say show.
Yeah,
I had
exactly.
Him on the show.
Yeah.
But I'm not calling this a show.
Oh.
This is The Trade Paperbacks.
That's just how wonderful a guest I am.
The Trade Paperbacks, and then it's Comic Book Podcast. That's how it's labeled.
Podcast.
Yeah. It's literally a comic book podcast. To only be played on iPods.
Nanos.
All right. iPod Nanos, iPod Classic, iPod Touch. If you're, if you got the money.
On the shuffle, what are you doing?
You can't listen to this on the shuffle. All right. Today we're talking about Sin City. We're talking about The Big Fat Kill, number 1 of 5.
Not to be confused with the city which we live proximal to, Cincinnati.
This is from Dark Horse Comics.
Okay.
Of course.
Frank Miller.
Frank Miller, through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the story here.
So, in the story, a woman is being harassed by, I guess, an ex-boyfriend. A lot of the dialogue is more down home than I expected.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, it kind of seems like Southern, almost. But, she's being harassed by this guy, and, he wants her to like, get a bunch of her friends together and go out with the boys drinking and, you know, have a night out of the town, so to speak. But she's got another guy there who, I gather from the comic, has recently had plastic surgery because he's on the run from somebody because he's a murderer. And so he changed his face. And so he ends up threatening the guy. The guy ends up leaving with his bunch of hooligans. And then they're, like, going. And he's like, well, I'm going to make sure they don't hurt any other women, something like that. And so he follows them. They're getting chased by the police, but then they go to Old Town, where I guess the police don't go
because
the police are like,
there.
Nope, I'm not doing that.
Turn
I'm
around.
I'm leaving. And so these guys start harassing a lady who's off by herself. And so he's like, the guy who's following, the guy with the changed face, he's like, okay, I'm going to stop them from doing this. But then another woman is like, no, we got this. We're good. Like, just watch. And then it ends, and I'm like, oh, I don't get to see, you know. But of course, it's like 1 of 5. So,
correct.
You know, they gotta bring you in for the next one. So, but it's all the, you know, the silhouette, black and white, you know, the deep noir sort of feel to it. And actually, a lot of the artwork's actually really well done, because you got to plan it out really well to make that work in every single cell. And then you don't want the page to just be crowded in some way. You want it to, like, the page to flow as well. So, yeah, actually, I thought it was pretty good. A little slower than I would have expected, but, you know, I don't know what the others are like, so.
The pacing kind of continues.
Okay.
Granted, I mean, the second one starts out with Old Town, like what they do to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it continues on. I mean, it's none of them have happy endings.
Yeah.
You've seen the movie?
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the exact same.
It's the same.
Everything is the same.
Yeah.
No, everything.
The whole thing. Yeah.
I actually took one of the comics to the movie.
Oh.
My second viewing, and it was
like word for word. Identical. Wow.
It was actually pretty epic to do that.
Wow. Yeah.
Very impressed.
Like, you're just taking it as a storyboard at that point.
It is.
You know.
Like, it's even a script.
Man.
All right, so we're just going to get into it, since you, you're all getting so many episodes, you know, back to back. And then we'll talk about something.
Well, there's no ads, so we can't go over ads.
Yeah, no, it's hard, so, you know? There's no
but
ads.
I think we talked about this at some point. I don't know if we talked about this on the air, but, like, the quality of the print, so, like, you know, It did not feel like most of the comic books that you give me to read. It's like, this is like, it, you know, we're talking like book.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. It's like very nice. Thick pages, you know, just quality feel.
Very quality. All right. So dialogue, I would like to probably extend this into, you know, how he writes all that story into the side. Yep. So kind of like we did with...
I figure dialogue is all text.
Yeah,
all text available. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll just, for this one in particular, just make sure we note that.
So dialogue, I would say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8.
Okay.
I was a little confused by the one character, or I think it might have been multiple characters, but like there did seem to be like more of a down home feel. It's like, okay, so like suddenly in my mind, like this isn't Chicago or New York. This is more like almost Atlanta or something. It's a little weird. I don't know if you remember that from that issue. But anyway, 8 is good.
I mean, there's a lot of accents in general.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, with this. And you'll actually notice that...
Oh, you mean just that he put those in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll also notice, especially just because Dark Knight Returns is, you know, probably one of the most famous graphic novels. Sometimes you're reading it twice because you're like, why do... These people have speech impediments in different in different scenes. So, I mean, there's...
That's actually a good thing to do, though, because, like, your characters should be memorable in some ways, and writing the way they voice themselves differently is a way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it shows multiple things about the character sometimes.
Yeah.
So
there's a number of books that I've read where that has been extremely helpful in keeping track of what character is what person. You know?
Oh, good point. So, all right. Artwork. It's obviously different than anything else you've
seen. Yeah, it's not colorful. But that color is not necessarily required for quality artwork. I think I'm going to go with an 8 again.
Okay.
Because, like, really solid. And not, like I was saying, like, you know, none of the pages seem crowded in any way. Hmm. But then none of them seem, like, empty. Also,
they weren't filler. Yeah, there's not a lot of filler.
It's like really well structured in terms of the visual design. So, yeah. I give it an 8.
Plot and story. I'm pretty sure you would read the second one because cliffhanger wise.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think we dealt with really a lot, did we?
Well, what do you mean?
Like cliffhangers at the end of these ones a few times.
I think we've talked about it a couple of times, but I gather that, like, you know, you're not making your money on your first issue.
Hmm.
You're establishing the value of the thing that you're doing in the first issue, the first few issues, and then you can sell those ads. And hopefully it doesn't become all about the ads. Hopefully you're still putting the creative vision out there. However, although I do wonder, because that has no ads, like, are these just more expensive?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
I mean, not real. I mean, this $2.95 as opposed to $1.95 or so. But
okay, that's not much more expensive.
No, and there's no ads in any of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, what was I saying? So it's just like we talked about what you need to do to establish your comic book and what the whole goal should be. So I figured you're going to end on a cliffhanger. If you're not ending on a cliffhanger, if you're wrapping things up, why would people buy another issue? So, like,
but this
kind of have to do
this.
This
is probably the most cliffhangered.
Yeah,
you know,
this is like, oh, it's about to go down right now.
Right.
And a part of me was like, this is 5 issues though. Like, how are you getting 5 issues? Like, these guys are clearly about to just get like maimed.
Well, they're not the main character.
Okay, so the main character is going on to do something else as well. Okay, see, because I couldn't tell what he had going on. I was like, okay, I couldn't tell how small the story is going to be. Is it just going to be him dealing with these guys, or does it go somewhere else from there?
No, but, because...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, yeah, I mean, like, you're obviously going to buy the next issue, especially for $3. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean...
You know. So, in terms of that plot and story, I would go ahead and give it a 7.
Okay.
Entertainment? Go back up to 8 for entertainment. It was actually pretty good. And, like, you could... Because you did different accents, you could hear these different voices in your head, and so... You felt like you felt more character, you know, establishment just from that. So,
okay, cool factor.
I'll say a 9, and here's the reason: the print quality is so high.
Okay,
like it feels like a good comic book to read. So, Yeah. So I guess that actually, yeah, you were able to do the math because I made it even out.
You did. You made it even out. So that is a solid 8 out of 10. What did we do yesterday? I think it was a 3 out of 10?
3 out of 10,
so yeah. We went up a little.
We're bouncing back. That might be the highest score I've given anything so far.
We'll find out. We'll find out in the finale, won't we? When we go over all the scores. He
collects the files.
Files. Collective files. Not a very long episode again, but again, you know, we got multiple episodes, you know, in a row. We got to...
trying to set them up and knock them down.
Exactly. All right. Well, what else we got? Now, the last one we're going to talk about is it's going to be something most of you have never heard of.
Okay. It's almost guaranteed I've never heard of it.
True, but most people won't have no idea what this is.
Even comic book people.
Right.